Let's talk about what is in the press today. It's actually on the back page of the Daily Mirror, and it says Premier Ripoff. Fans in protest are world's most expensive tickets. Now, apparently this weekend there's going to be a stage of protests across the English top flight as the tickets were revealed to be the most expensive in the world. A lot of supporters have found that the average prices are about £53.76. Now, I remember the last Premier League game I went to was about £53 for my ticket, to be honest. And this study by Go Euro has found found that this is getting a little bit silly. That they're also now calling on clubs to cap prices. And as I mentioned, speaking to our Bundesliga expert the other day, he was saying that it can be cheaper to go over to Germany to watch a game. This is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's some extraordinary prices in the Premier League, isn't there? But it's not just the Premier League either, because obviously, I mean, go down into the Championship and even some clubs in League One and League Two, and you get very, very high prices, you know. And in Yorkshire, I mean, Leeds fans in particular might be aware of it because they often get charged Category A prices when they're on the road, which means that they get hit with the highest price band in the Football League. And also, I mean, it works the other way, you know, visitors to Elland Road can be charged very high prices. Similarly, visitors to Hillsborough and so on, you know. So it's a real problem throughout English football, I think.
Yeah, it's getting a bit daft now, isn't it, really? Because this category system, it's just stupid, in my opinion. You're going to see your team, and it doesn't matter who they're playing. You're going to want to see them anyway, are you? You shouldn't have to pay more to go and watch them play what is classed as a higher-rated team.
Yeah, totally agree. I mean, fans are going, like you say, to see their team, and it particularly hits travelling fans, doesn't it, away fans, because you don't get that season ticket discount at a home fan night. And on top of the high prices, paying higher prices than the home fans will be, you also have travel costs as well. And I think, well, the Football Supporters Federation thinks that away fans are really central to what people love about football. You know, you don't just go for what's happening on the pitch, it's about the atmosphere offered as well. And away fans really help drive that, and the home crowd often bounces off that. You know, we don't want to see people priced out, whether that's home or away fans, you know. And like this survey says, 50-odd quid for Premier League tickets. Down into the Championship, paying 30, 40, even 50 quid for a ticket isn't unheard of, you know.
And of course, if you are going to go to a game of football, you're not just paying for that ticket. As you said, there's the travel costs. There's also, in some cases, the accommodation costs. And obviously, if you want to have a bite to eat beforehand or during the game, you're paying for that. So it isn't just this one-off cost for the ticket. All in all, you can pay a lot of money for just basically to support the team you like.
Exactly. It all adds up. It all adds up. And I suppose our answer is we've got this idea which is what we call 20's plenty, and it's the idea that clubs can do on a reciprocal basis 20 quid deals for each other. So if I'm a Leeds fan going to Sheffield or something, say I get a £20 ticket, in return a Sheffield fan going to Leeds gets a 20 quid ticket. Now a lot of Premier League clubs have started doing that. We've seen if that idea has saved around about £700,000 for fans in the top flight, and we want to see more of that in the Football League. Pleased to say that a number of clubs in Yorkshire have picked it up. Barnsley, Doncaster and Bradford between them are doing some 20 quid reciprocal deals, and we want to see more of that in the Championship as well.
Yeah, I've been talking about that recently. I was about to say quite a few clubs have been picking this up, and that must be a great feeling for you to get this campaign really moving.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's an idea that we have, and it has saved real people real money and made football more affordable for normal match-going fans, and that's what it's all about. So this weekend, we've got a weekend of protests with fans doing activity around 20's plenty, and that'll be going on at sort of every Premier League game and many games in the Championship and hopefully beyond. So if you're listening to this and you want to get involved at your club, get in touch with the Football Supporters Federation and we'll put you in touch with the person organising it at your club, or maybe you can be that person to organise it.
Where can they get in touch with you?
They drop us an email, tickets@fsf.org.uk. Well, look us up on Twitter at @the_FSF.
And that's the best way to get all these guys who, you know, are really doing a lot of work right now to help solve this situation. I mean, yeah, there's these protests that are going on, and that's one thing. Do you think the clubs are now really listening? I know we've had like a few that have done these reciprocal deals, but is it getting through to the Premier League clubs, do you think?
I think it has been at the Premier League. We've seen protests in the top flight over the last couple of years has created an environment where they've done these reciprocal deals. They've also introduced what's called an Away Fans Initiative, which is £12 million budgeted to support Away Fans, and the best deals in amongst that make tickets, free travel and things like this. But I think in the Football League, there's different challenges. You know, admittedly, Football League clubs have less money, so it is more difficult for them to do it. But I think they're equally reliant, or more reliant even, on match day revenue, so they can't afford to let away numbers collapse. Clubs like Coventry City have implemented 20-20 tickets for every away fan visiting the Ricoh Arena, and if Coventry City can do it, I don't see why other clubs can't follow suit. So we'll want to keep the pressure up, turn the pressure up even, and see more of these deals in the Football League to save match-going fans money and make football more affordable, because that's what it's all about for us.
And of course, one of the problems is if the price is too much, you are just going to get people who want to go to a game of football, and quite simply, they can't.
Yeah, exactly. And if less fans go to games, that also means clubs sell less programmes and pies and pints. And also in the long run as well, I think the media deals the clubs sign off will go down. You know, they'll see the media money collapse, because I don't think TV really wants to pay for a TV like product, for want of a better word, where the stands are empty and it doesn't look like there's an atmosphere, it doesn't look like an exciting product, you know. I think TV, Sky, BT, whoever it be, BBC, they want to see full stands, a good atmosphere alongside a good game.
Yeah, definitely. That's what they want, isn't it? You know, they don't want empty stadiums. That just, you know, that would ruin it, but it would make the point, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And I think TV, I mean, the top flight teams are going to get £8 billion off the newest Sky deal. There's enough money in football, the newest media deal, sorry, not Sky deal. And there's enough money in football for clubs to drop ticket prices. You know, over the last 20 years, players have benefited from the increase in money coming into football. Agents have, executives have, and so on. And I think it's about time fans did too. There's enough money to reduce ticket prices. There's enough money to spend more throughout the leagues and on grassroots football, you know. There's never been more money in football than now, and we'd like to see it distributed a bit more fairly.
Well, we can see how much money is swimming around, really, you know, with the Premier League dropping their sponsor in the coming seasons, aren't they? It's just going to be the Premier League now. It doesn't have to have a sponsor name attached to it. They've clearly got that much money flying around anyway. You know, they don't need it. There's a couple of big derby games this weekend as well, or a couple of big games at least. Arsenal-Manchester United, Super Sunday is going to be huge in the Premier League. And it's Everton-Liverpool. I'm just having a quick look at Everton's website, actually. It's £49 for the top price adult ticket to get into this Category A game. It's that's a lot of money, isn't it?
Very expensive, and credit to fans on Merseyside, because the Liverpool and Everton fan groups will be doing joint protests on that derby day to say 20's plenty for away tickets, you know, to make a noise around ticket prices. And if they can stand together on derby day and make this noise, we think that all fans can, you know. We want to see fans at, say, at Leeds, Birmingham coming together and all the other games, you know, to make the stand and say, look, this is actually one thing that we all have in common. When ticket prices are too high, we all suffer. We might have rivalry on the pitch, but off it, there should be solidarity on this issue, because everyone's losing out.
I think, you know, you can definitely agree that we want supporters coming to our games over here in the UK and not, you know, having to travel over to Germany to watch some football because they've found out that it's cheaper to go over there. We want to get them into the English grounds. We want to get them over here. And you know, they can watch the Bundesliga on the TV later.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, I mean, one of the FSS concerns is for younger fans, you know, to get them into that match-going habit, because you don't want to see people priced out of games. I think you build up a habit, don't you, when you're a kid going to games. And,
yeah,
and if that doesn't happen, it's not like you suddenly get to 35 and maybe think, oh, I'm going to start going to football. You know, I think it needs to be a habit built up when you're a kid. And I think it's particularly problematic for teenagers, maybe when they enter the world of work, they're on minimum wage jobs, or they're students, or they're maybe even unemployed, and they're priced out because all of a sudden they're expected to pay adult prices at a time when they're not really earning adult money.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy, isn't it, how it's all working out at the moment. If you want to check these guys out, seriously do so. It's at the_FSF on Twitter. FSF.org.uk is their website. Michael, thank you very much for joining us, and hopefully this 20's Plenty campaign will really pick up some speed this weekend.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.